Seattle, Washington, the holiday season finally winds down for the Johnson family. Reporting for UnNews, I'm Michael Stanton. Local couple, Barry and Dana Johnson, their baby, Dog, and Barry's mother, Abigail, heave a collective sigh of relief that the holiday season is finally over. I didn't think we'd make it this year, you know, what with the holidays themselves, the bills afterwards, and that giant turkey, said Barry at a news conference attended by the neighbors in the Johnsons' backyard.
Barry has put on about 30 pounds, and he wasn't all that trim to begin with. It's not his fault, I'm partly to blame,
admits his wife, Dana.
Since my mother passed away last summer, it was up to me to put on the best Christmas/Hanukkah dinner ever. We had to renovate the kitchen, as our old self simply wasn't large enough to accommodate the turkey.
The bird, from local distributor Farmer Hanford's all-natural free-range turkey farms and industrial waste storage incorporated, weighed in excess of 70 pounds and possessed attributes not normally associated with turkey or Meleagris galopavo, free-range or otherwise.
It was an odd shade of green, and it had a bunch of extra limbs, including a pair of furry claws. I thought that these oddities would liven up the generally forced and dreary conversation around the dinner table, but the free-flowing liquor pretty much reduced the chit-chat to slurs. Mostly slurs in Yiddish, since Barry's mother's not happy with the fact that come hell or high water, I'm not converting. I have to spend too much time with her as it is, but I'll kill that bitch if we end up spending more time together at her synagogue. The church is the only place I have where she can't bother me. It's my me time, damn it! I help pitch up with the cooking of the Dana proof, thus with the other duties of the bellables, unable to handle even the comparative easy task of creating a simple 7-course dinner for the mishbush,
said the matriarch of the family, Barry's mother, Abigail.
I wasn't too sure about the evening. I don't remember them glowing in the dark or fizzing when I was a little maidle, but it came with stuffing already inside, and the asshole whispered its own preparation instructions, which was nice. That probably helped me to endure the eating the wretched bird rather than the nice, graying, oozing, good felt fish I bought, but that Dana conveniently forgot to serve. I took it as a good sign that the pack inside included a couple of hearts and a foot-long neck, because they're good for soup stock, and the more the merrier, I say. But it was just simply too much bread for too few people, and both of the hearts wouldn't stop eating. Hanukkah was a month ago now. We've only just finished the meal. My son has been able to button his pants at the end of December. I told him over and over again. I said, Barry! And he said, what? In the most disrespectful tone. I said, Barry, don't use that tone with me, young man. And I said, that no good shakes of yours only because you stooge. But does he listen to his mother? I should be so lucky. What was that machine gonna think when he bought that bird? What's wrong with that nice chicken soup? I thank God every day that his father isn't alive to see this. He'll drop dead.
Barry, the family's resident turkey lover, agrees with his mother's assessment.
Don't get me wrong, it was delicious. Even earthy, with a hint of almonds and wasabi. But it's too much of a good thing. If I never see another quivering bomb of cranberry sauce, it'll be too soon. After the first month of leftovers, I started sneaking the meat off my plate to feed the dog. After the second, it left the plate all by itself. Buttons wouldn't go near it after she got the squirts from eating nothing but glowing, dropping turkey for a week. The rest of us, meanwhile, haven't had a bowel movement since the middle of January. I have to read the morning paper at the table now, which isn't nearly as satisfying.
Watch your step back here,
Barry intoned as their neighbors, frightened by the testimony at the press conference, began to move away from the Johnson family farther into the backyard.
It's pretty safe at night, but during the day you can't see the glowing poop until you've already stepped in it and eat through leather like a son of a bitch.
Buttons, cowering behind the couch in the living room, refused to comment.
I'm starting a new tradition. Christmas pizza,
closed Dana.
Hanukkah pizza with 8 slices, maybe,
countered Abigail with a frown and a shrug.
I'm just glad that our block won't have to go through this again for months, said one neighbor when safely away from the Johnson family. Heck, I scare my kids into going to bed on time by threatening to send them to the Johnsons for their god-awful Easter/Passover celebrations. When is Easter this year, anyway? Passover starts at nightfall on April the 2nd. Oh, shit. Kids! Back the car! Quick! Don't ask questions, just do it!
Reporting for UnNews, I'm Michael Stanton. Good morrow.